We are learning the first parak of Masechtas Horios. We are in Mishnah Hey. Mishnah tells us the Hora Basin, the Asu Kol Hakahal O Ruban Alpihen Mavian Par. That when it comes to the Basin reaching a psak and they make a mistake, they didn't realize that that which they said was incorrect, and because of their decision, the entire Kahal, all the Jewish people, follow their word, and b'shogeg violate a serious prohibition. O ruban alpien. Doesn't have to be everyone. As long as it's the majority, and we'll discuss in the second half of this Mishnah tomorrow exactly what does it mean, rov. Mavien par. So as the pasuk tells us, that it's necessary that a bull needs to be brought, a par helm dover shel tzibur. The pasuk says, vakrivu ha-kahal par ben bako l'chatos. So what does that mean, that the kahal, the congregation, the assembly, brings this bull? Does it mean that every single person in Klal Yisrael has to bring this karma? Or maybe one is enough on behalf of everyone? So we have a three-way dispute, three-way machlokus in this Mishnah. So he says as follows, that you only have to bring one, avodah zarah, in the case when it comes to avodah zarah, that the Beis Din b'shogeg decides that a certain thing is permissible, really it's a form of idol worship, that mavin par v'sa'ir, divrei Meir. Meir says you have to bring one bull as well as a sa'ir, which is for a chatas, for a sin offering. Now according to Meir, the fact that you only have to bring one, clearly that means that the person who's involved in bringing it is the Beis Din themselves, because they're the ones that made the mistake which caused the Kahal to end up stumbling. So therefore only one is necessary. That's when the pasuk says, Vakrivu ha-Kahal. It doesn't mean that the Kahal brings it, that all the Jewish people, but the Beis Din brings it on behalf of the Kahal, Apar ben Bakar. That's one possible approach. We don't paskin like that. We have a second answer, second approach. The words are Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is who we will hold the halacha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shneim Aser Shvatim Mevi'in Shneim Aser Parim, that the 12 tribes will bring 12 bulls. V'Avodah Zarah Mevi'in Shneim Aser Parim Shneim Aser Se'irim. When it comes to a mistake through Avodah Zarah, idol worship, not only will each tribe bring a bull for the par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, but also a Se'ir, for a chatas, for the sin offering. So according to the opinion of Yehuda, it also doesn't mean that everyone has to bring it, but just as long as it is brought on behalf of each shevet, that each tribe is called a kahal, as he brings various sources to prove that, that as long as you have one carbon that's brought on behalf of an entire shevet, an entire tribe, that's considered to be enough that it's as though everyone brought it. It's representing the entire tribe. Rav Shimon Omer, which is the third and final opinion which we'll see today, and so we do hold like the opinion of Yehuda. Rav Shimon Omer, Shlosh Aser Parim V'Avodah Zarah, Shlosh Aser Parim V'Shlosh Aser Se'irim. Parim V'Sa'el L'Chol Shev V'Shevet, Parim V'Sa'el L'Beistin. He says that when it comes to this situation, 13 are brought. Well, why 13? So you have 12 for each shevet has to bring one, but the Beis Din also has a responsibility to bring one as well. And therefore, according to him, the opinion is 13. Again, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the opinion is that you have to only bring 12, which means that when it says the kahal, that each person for each shevet has to bring one bull.